Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
A couple of quick notes before you get back to the phone line, 713-780-3776. You had Nebraska's interim head coach. Of course, Matt Rhule is now the head coach at Nebraska, but Mickey Joseph, who served as interim head coach, was arrested yesterday on suspicion of strangulation and third-degree domestic assault. So he's been placed on leave. I don't think he'll have any position with the team anyway now that Rhule's coming in. Florida quarterback Jalen Kitna. Did you see this? Jalen Kitna, the son of former NFL quarterback John Kitna, was arrested by Gainesville police and booked into Alachua County Jail at 3:20 p.m., Five charges, which need to be formalized by the state's attorney office, are second-degree felonies that could result in a prison term of up to 15 years and $10,000 for three counts of possession of child pornography and two counts of distribution of child exploitation.
Wow. Wow. The Kitnas can't be. Oh, my goodness. What a horrible story. Horrible story. Florida's already gotten that. He's done here. We can't have this, and rightfully so. Boy, he said somebody sent it, and he was just passing it on. I don't know. It's an ugly story. That is just awful. Just awful. It was a little bit embarrassing what Stephen A. and Mad Dog did yesterday.
Oh, I didn't see this.
So, but first, let's hear from Charles Barkley. Here's Charles last night on the broadcast. He was trying to ride a little kid's bike.
Yeah.
And he actually
Why was he trying to?
Well, see, Shaq bet him $5,000. He said, oh, yes, I used to ride a bike when I was 17.
No, it's got training wheels.
You can't ride that bike.
It's got training wheels.
Yeah.
And they had it in studio. See, any other show, if you said, so I'm watching I'm watching Inside the NBA on TNT, and Shaq bet Charles, he couldn't ride a bike with training wheels for $5,000. That sounds so outrageous. Like, wait, what? And on that one, like, what happened?
I get that.
Yeah,
I
what
get
happened?
That. No, I get that. Here he is, though, talking about the U.S. and the Netherlands.
We're going to the Netherlands. We're opening up a can of whoop ass. I guarantee the Netherlands in trouble. hey, Tyler, my man 12. We going on. Hey, I want Spain. I want Spain. I want Brazil. I want Germany. I want France. Oh, they got that boy Mbappe over there in France. He ain't no joke. But we going to beat the Netherlands.
Mbappe ain't no joke.
No.
I thought he didn't score yesterday.
No. France lost.
Yeah. They had tied it, and then magically it was untied because of stupid VAR. Offsides is dumb. Let's just eliminate offsides.
Okay? Can't cherry
put a shot clock on.
Is there offsides in basketball?
By the way, that's soccer fans' favorite thing is when invariably, and hockey fans too, is when non-sport fan starts telling you that you need to eliminate your offsides. Like, if you would just get rid of this, we'd watch it.
So, speaking of getting...
What if you had offsides in basketball? You couldn't leave until there's a hit-ahead pass.
Speaking of which, apparently this is the first time Stephen A. or Mad Dog have ever watched soccer. Here's their exchange after the U.S. advanced.
Now, Taylor, I will fight Stevie's argument, all right?
That's right.
Have they made the knockout rounds in the past, this franchise, this United States soccer? Have they gotten to the round of 16 previously?
Yes, they have. Yeah. Yes.
Have they gotten to the round of 8 previously? Yes,
yes,
they did.
Once, 2002.
Okay. Oh, they did.
So they have gotten to this level, and they've gone beyond this level. My cohort in crime said, hold on now. They played 180 minutes of soccer. They played, 270 minutes of soccer. They've scored how many goals?
Two
goals. There's the head coach calling Steve right now. They've scored two goals in 270 minutes. All right. Is Iran a big deal in soccer?
Mm-hmm.
Is Iran a big deal in soccer?
No.
Yeah, they're the best team in Asia. So in their confederation, Iran, absolutely they are.
I could put together a group of forwards at New Canaan High School who have more athletic ability putting the ball in the net than Iran. Iran is atrocious.
I would not go that far. That's an extreme statement.
Iran is atrocious.
That's a terrible offensive team.
Terrible. Terrible. They did nothing.
First off, that's
game.
Disrespectful to New Canaan High School because they actually got a decent team. So, but carry on.
How do you guys all know about Connecticut sports?
Another one for you. How many goals did Wales score without penalty kicks in the three games?
From my understanding,
zero.
One. That's it.
On a penalty kick. They did not score against England.
Without
they did not...
penalty kick. They scored the penalty kick against the United States. That's it.
That's it. Nothing. So, in other words, we're going to have the Today Show lead with this, and I'm going to have you come on and talk to Stevie and I and tell me that I'm supposed to go because we beat Iran and we figured out a way to tie Wales.
That is the most outdated,
it's
painful argument to listen to. It really is.
It's embarrassing.
It sounds like old sports talk guy from 1994 is what it sounds like. I mean, it's the same. Especially the comment about I could find four high school kids to do, like,
I mean,
that is such a poor argument.
But now I will admit, and Glenn is right. They need another scorer. They need another striker.
They need another striker.
Yeah, they need somebody that can put the ball in the net. They gotta have them.
You need a little more.
And you know what? By 2026, you'll find that guy.
I think so.
This is not the year, by the way. I mean, didn't even make the World Cup 4 years ago. So this is not the year that we're... 2026, I think we can actually be excited about maybe doing some big things here.
Yeah, it's going to be tough against Netherlands. It's going to be a low-scoring match. I mean, they all are. But relative to soccer over-unders are usually about 2.5. In regulation time, the over-under is going to be 2.5. And I don't know that it gets there. I think I like the under. I think it's going to be tough. They're going to tuck in and play. I think both teams are going to play more conservatively. We'll see what happens with the U.S., but the U.S. really has to – it's going to be a balance between pressing forward and playing the way they've played in the first three matches and then not giving counter opportunities and not making mistakes against Netherlands. But it's not the hardest matchup you could have scored in a knockout round, but it's not – I mean, they're a pretty proficient team, so we'll see. We'll see what happens. But, That was unfortunate. The high school. I could find four forwards from New Caney High School and play better than Iran. Iran is terrible on offense. They're a bad offensive team.
No. That was kind of funny.
I know, but he meant it. He wasn't trying to say it. It was not a joke for him. He was trying to tell soccer guys soccer stuff.
And we're supposed to be excited about this team beating Iran. And
this is what we're supposed to be excited about? And so you're going to put me on Good Morning America or one of these television shows, and we're going to supposed to, I clap about teams winning a game 1-0 or 1-1. That's not a win. Never have I seen. When the Brooklyn Dodgers used to play, they would never win a game 1-1. That's not a win. You don't get a point. We don't get a point for winning a game 1-1. That's called a tie. You don't have tie. You have extra innings. Why do they not have extra innings in this round? Why do they not have extra innings? And now I got to talk to Michael Strahan about this? That's embarrassing, Tyler Twellman. Shut up, Mad Dog.
Mad Dog.
I like you when you back the Astros.
Mad Dog ain't going to be on the soccer network, okay?
He's got his own XM channel called Mad Dog Radio. Meltzer pops up on there.
He's got a TV show on MLB Network.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, hey, listen, he's done well for himself.
No, he's okay.
Not in the field of soccer.
I'm not sure
that he needs to talk a lot of soccer during his career,
though.
Fox
is going to hire him. As a studio host.
Listen, so he doesn't love America. That's fine. You don't have to love America.
No, that's all right. 914 ESPN. All right, Gus, we'll get you on the other side. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. I want to talk about Let's talk about basketball for a change. Let's talk about your kids playing. We've been talking about so much about kids playing baseball. How about kids playing basketball? How about playing, and you can do it in your front? You can't play baseball in your front yard or in your driveway. You can play basketball. They're all over the place. Your backyard, wherever you put in, wherever you got the pavement there. And, oh, by the way, they'll stencil at Pro Dunk Hoops. They'll stencil the driveway, so you got the free throw, you got the 3-point line, you got the kid's name on the stanchion, you got the unrustable stanchion, you got the tempered glass backboard, the unbreakable rim. The rim will raise and lower so that the kids can actually enjoy it. I mean, the little kids can't play on a 10-foot goal, Dad. Don't go to the box store and buy them a goal that they're just not going to use. The little kids want to lower the goal and dunk, or at least be able to make shots on it. So you can get this goal when your little ones are out there and get them started early, because they will love playing. When you go to the website, everybody's just dunking. The kids love to dunk, and they're able to right now at ProDunkHoops.com. You want the best goal? It's not even arguable. ProDunkHoops.com. That's ProDunkHoops.com.
This is Ed Tuttle Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Speaking of iconic, how about TGS Insurance? They're iconic. They've been, you know what gives you the term iconic? When you do something that no one else is able to do. How about saving a huge amount of money for you? How about putting more money back in your pocket? You've got an opportunity to make up to $9,000 because they just took a penalty kick away, and it's a disgusting act by the ref. $900 is the annual savings for people who switch over to my friends over with TGS Insurance. They don't provide the insurance. What they are is they're the ones who are going to shop for you. They do the shopping for you, and in 15 seconds, you're going to have a firm quote from a variety of A-rated insurances who are trying to compete for your job. So get A-rated homeowners insurance, get all the coverage you need, but do it at a competitive price. If you don't find competitive prices, your rates just go up and up and up. And I'm telling you now, your bundle that you have that you think is so great, I'll guarantee you TGS Insurance can find you a homeowner's insurance and even a car insurance that will be less than what you're paying now. It happens all the time. TGSinsurance.com. Text the word money to 232323.
The conversation continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Pretty sad state of affairs in Qatar.
It's almost like your emoji.
By the way, did you know that...
You're so Croatian now.
Yeah, I am...
So Croatian.
I'm a big Croat. I've
never seen you this Croatian before.
Did you know... I watched the follow-up to the Real Sports on... So the announcer called it Qatar. Somebody else called it Qatar.
Yeah.
I don't know. When I said the announcer, not the announcer, but the guy who was the lead guy in the piece, I don't recall his name. If you saw him, you know who he was. He's good on Real Sports. And they went back to, it was in 14 that they did that piece. In 14, they were building Qatar. Mm. They were building it.
Qatar.
They're basically building it from scratch. The whole country, starting in 2014. And the whole thing was they had over 100,000 laborers that came in and were treated basically like slaves. They showed the facilities. I forgot, and I remember watching this in 14. I'd forgotten how bad the place was where they lurked. They worked. They worked 12 hours a day. They may or may not get paid. they had no choice of, they couldn't go home. They had no choice of food. They had no choice of how to live. They lived in just absolute squalor. And, you know, when it's all said and done, over 500 people have died. That's a low estimate. That's the estimate coming out of there.
No.
Over 500 people. They had people working when it's 120 degrees in the middle of the afternoon who died from the heat. And then you see what was built there. And, you know, their GDP is higher than the U.S. GDP. I mean, it's astonishing how much wealth is there. And, it is crazy that a country as wealthy just can't pay for laborers to come over and build the whole thing and just, you know, and just give them some type of legitimate pay.
That's why you think they got so much money. They keep it.
Yeah, it was unreal, but.
And other countries said, yeah, I'll go there for anything because I don't have any work in my country.
And there was a reporter from, I think it was Norway, who did a report on, he went to the campsite of where some of the people lived and did a report. He went back to his hotel. There were five police officers there. They put him in a jail cell with six people, other people who are migrants. They had to sleep. There's no furniture. You just have to sleep on the floor. After a day and a half, he broke, and he's like, you can have all my stuff. I won't broadcast anything. Just take it. I just want to get out of here. So they took all the stuff and let him leave the country.
Lied
about beer. They lied about beer. Their stadiums look nice. I'll tell you that
they
much.
They really do.
The design of the stadiums.
After this, though, after this is over, what are they going to do? Well, Brazil found out. It's impossible.
Brazil
to keep
does not
up.
Have the wealth of this country.
No, that's true.
But what are you going to do with it? I don't know. I'd turn it into a casino. That's me. I want to take. I'm going to turn the Astrodome into a casino.
What about Cristiano going to Saudi Arabia?
Did he agree?
$207 million a year.
Did he agree?
He agreed. He's going.
How about you not?
I know. $207 million a year. How's that?
What do you possibly do with that?
Well,
but besides two chicks at the same time. You know what I do, Peter, with $207 million a year? I do two chicks at the same time. You remember that from Office Space?
I remember that. Yeah.
The guy was also neighbor. A beep.
922.
Yeah, his neighbor had it. His neighbor.
Had it going on.
Yeah, he knew exactly what it was. Jennifer Aniston was in that movie.
Yeah, she was awesome. She looks the same, by the way.
She hasn't changed. She's aged extraordinarily well. Me, not. Her, really well.
Get Gus in here. Gus wants to talk baseball. Hey, Gus.
Hey, guys. Interesting conversation this morning. I was born in Puerto Rico, moved to Houston when I was 14. And I'm, you know, kind of listening to the conversation about economics having a lot to do with why not a lot of young players in urban communities aren't coming up in the States. But when you look at the Latin countries, I mean, they're talk about poverty. These guys are making, you know, in Cuba, the Dominican Republic, they're making gloves out of cardboard. Even in Puerto Rico, I mean, you know, it's people don't really see how impoverished that, you know, it's not even a country, the territory even is, you know. So it's just kind of strange to me when we talk about, you know, well, there's not a lot of space in urban settings for baseball diamonds. Well, these are islands. Like, there's no, you know, there's really not that much real estate. And people don't realize that you do actually get judged a lot by the color of your skin in Latin countries. Just because once we move to the States, we're all Latin and we're like all lumped into this one thing. But there is racism, there is discrimination. You are, you know, sometimes unfortunately judged on the color of your skin. So I just don't understand what, you know, the difference is. And I'm really speaking from a little bit of ignorance because I am Latin. I'm not African American. I didn't grow up in, you know, in an urban setting in the States. But I just, I wonder what the difference is. And I do think that it had a lot to do with marketing. Even though MLB's done a great job the last 20 years, you have 100 plus years before that where they weren't really, you know, marketing to those communities.
I mean, I think it's a pretty fair statement to say that of the three major sports, the two core sports for the general sports fan are going to be football and basketball in the African American market. I mean, it's that way for a lot. I mean, honestly, it's that way for a lot of people in general. I see these things that don't necessarily land in racial lines. That's why I hesitate to say that, because I see this with my own kids. I see this with a lot of people who are into basketball and baseball, and they just it's a regional thing with baseball, with basketball and football. It's a regional thing with baseball. I think it's a family thing. Is it a family tradition? Do you come up, do your parents, did your dad, your uncles, your brothers, do they come up loving baseball the same way they may have loved football or basketball? Football is a standalone. We already know that. You know, you and I, John, lived in a time where you could have really made the argument that baseball baseball was definitely ahead of basketball. There was a time, and Magic and Larry Bird helped to change that, and Michael Jordan put it over the top. But baseball was ahead of basketball at one point from a fan standpoint in the United States. There's just no question about it. And it kind of declined. Steroids probably hurt it a little bit, but I think the upswing of Michael Jordan and the Dream Team caliber players, it really vaulted the NBA. But then the NBA went through a really down cycle when Jordan and Barkley and those guys started leaving. And that's the same time the steroid scandal hit. And then, you know, it just really depends on how your own local team is. But, yeah, from a poverty standpoint, you're right. Latin American teams come in. It's not about price. It's not about how much it costs to play. It's about accessibility. And do they love playing baseball?
Well, that's
how about it. Nobody ever talks about that? We don't have parks or this and that. You've got to have a group of kids. Right now, my kids could not go out into the neighborhood and get a bunch of kids to play pickup basketball, pickup football. It's hard to do now.
Yeah.
And then you have to have kids who want to play any sport.
Jose Altuve had one ball, and then when his dad pitched it to him and he hit it into where they couldn't get it, they went and waited outside the stadium for another home run ball to come. That's how much he loved it. That's how much he wanted
Jimmy Chitwood played basketball on dirt.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
if you love it, then you're going to I don't care what your situation is.
I made basketball. How about in Kansas where I had it rough when I visited my grandma? She didn't have a basketball going. I love basketball, so I took an old rusted out coffee can, like the old coffee cans used to have, and I duct taped it into the garage. It was freezing cold. It's in Kansas, but I duct taped it. I took a trackball. I don't know if you remember the old game trackball. It's kind of like lacrosse, but it's like you could throw trackballs or a little Nerf basketball. And I was just sitting in the garage playing basketball. You know why? Love of the game. In our poverty in Kansas, well, it was a farm family.
Right.
The farm family of Kansas.
It's the poor part of Europe?
The farm.
Didn't you tell me this week Kansas is like Europe?
Kansas and Nebraska, very similar to Europe.
Right.
I'm assuming. I've never been to Europe, but I've actually never been to Nebraska. I've just been to Kansas.
Okay.
But sometime my grandpa would call Nebraska, Nebraska. What sounds more European than that?
Nebraska?
Nebraska. And then I think he just said it ironically. But, yeah, me and my brother would take wiffle ball bats, and we'd take Nerf basketballs because that's all we'd have, and we'd go play Nerf wiffle ball out in the yard on a farm in Kansas. You know why? Love of the game. We made something out of nothing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So don't tell me about it being expensive. If you want to play a sport, you can. I'm living proof of that.
I want to watch a sport, and I want to win when I bet on it, and that's what is going
to
happen.
Kids need to bet more.
Five Star joins us on the other side here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I want to talk, and I want to, while I'm watching it, I want to drink my Coors Lights. Look, if you're looking for the best way to watch your games, oh, by the way, Saturday morning at Nick's place, I'm going to be buying from 9 o'clock until 11 o'clock when the game ends, all your Coors Lights. Okay, when the match ends, I should say. We're watching it. It's a match on the pitch. Right now it's 0-0. Hopefully we'll have some scoring in
the
game.
It's 2-0 in Morocco versus Canada.
It's 2-0, okay?
I'm sorry, 2-0.
Yeah, it's 2-0.
2-0 is what I like to say to drop people crazy.
But here's the
deal. You know who's losing?
Is if you're looking
Gilead's beating Canada.
The best way to start your Saturday morning with Coors Light. I'm buying at Nick's place. So you come on, watch the game there, watch the match there, and let's drink some Coors Lights, and I'm buying all your, during the match, I am buying all of your Coors Lights. It's cold, clean, crisp, it's refreshing, it's keeping you chill. It'll keep you chill while you're intense watching the game. I don't care what game it is. If you're looking for just a great time, a great way to enjoy it, do it with Coors Light. Cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
I had the guys from McGrath out the week before, I think. And they'll come out every 3 months or so, and they'll spray the house, and then I never have to worry about bugs. You know what we never have at our house? Bugs. It's because of McGrath Pest Control. And if you've got – by the way, they have also a wild animal division over at McGrath Pest Control. We had these huge things outside of our house when we were in Bel Air, and Scott McGrath came, and he took them away. And I don't know what he did with them. I don't care what he did with them, but he got them out of my backyard, and that was great. And if you have some kind of issue, if you have a bat in the house or whatever it is, they've got the guys that'll come to your home and take care of that stuff. If you think you got termites, or you're buying a house and you got to check for termites, Scott McGrath actually did our house. He, you know, not everybody can check for termites. They have the ability to do that. So Scott McGrath did that, and I think he's still doing that out there. So if you're looking for a bug, a pest control company. And oh, by the way, ask them about the mosquito murdering system. It's the best. If you had mosquitoes this summer, I know it's cold right now, but mosquitoes are coming back. Trust me, you're in the city of Houston. You're going to get mosquitoes. So put it in now. It's McGrath Pest Control. You're looking for the best They're just the best. I love Scott McGrath and what they do at McGrath Pest Control. McGrathPestControl.com. That's McGrathPestControl.com. 281-469-8240.
The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Well, ESPN has an article today called Why Every Team Will Win the World Cup and Why They Won't Win the Cup. So, of course, I had to scurry to the U.S. and I said, well, I want to see why they say the U.S. will win the World Cup. 538, their sister site, which does analytics, gives them a 1% chance of winning the title.
So you're saying there's a chance.
So you're saying there's a chance. Why they will win it all, the midfield is relentless. Wales couldn't move the ball through the midfield, so they started booting long balls to a tall forward. Jude Bellingham had 10 touches in the first 13 minutes, but only 40 thereafter as England found passing lanes through the middle hard to come by. Iran only created 60 total touches in the attacking third until Weston McKennie went off the field in the 65th minute. Relentless running and pressing from the trio of McKennie, Musa and Tyler Adams, and fullbacks Dest and Robinson have made advancing the ball into dangerous areas almost impossible and allowed the U.S. to control large portions of games. So you got that one.
So there it is.
So I'm telling you.
So who do you bet on? Let's get five star in.
I'm playing under.
You're playing under?
Yeah, because I think they're hard to score on, but I think they're not going to score.
I want to see if what five star thinks about it. Five star. Should I put a
little
something
on? First of all, that man is busy now. He may not have got any sleep last night. I told you why.
Oh, that's right. Congratulations. You got a new baby?
Yes, new baby girl, man. Very little sleep.
Good for you. And you're guess what? That continues. I don't know. Is this your first or how many you got?
No, this is not my first.
Okay.
My wife and I's third, but I do have an older son that I have in a previous relationship. He actually works for the Houston Rockets. He's at every game with the hype crew and getting them hype. He also models for the Rockets.
Oh, nice.
That's
awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yep.
You got a side in this World Cup?
Man, I've been just really watching it and enjoying it. I don't really bet a lot of soccer, as we say in the United States, or football, as they say internationally. I do watch it when, on usual terms because usually it's not, you know, during football season. But if you can't do it in our season of football, man, I just haven't had a lot of time. But every time USA plays, I do watch them.
You know, it's interesting because I know you're like this in tennis. When you watch a sport or a team or a conference over and over and over, you really do get a feel for them. Like, I firmly believe that's the best way to try to make money is to watch the same teams, conferences, a sport. And I feel like I've had a pretty good feel for the World Cup based on what I've seen in the past. You make mental notes. That same thing, five stars, true with college football. The more you watch, and you have to watch the games to get a feel. You can't just box score scout, but the more games you watch of X amount of teams or in a certain conference, really the more you can get a feel for that conference. You may not, doesn't guarantee you win, but you definitely have a better feel for what each team is all about.
Yes, definitely. It's always good. Repetition on anything is always good. The more you're familiar with the team, the better you feel about the bet that you're making, for sure, man.
So, very few games this weekend. Is it easier,
but they're big ones,
to handicap, you know, very few games, or when you got 100 to choose from every college football Saturday?
No, this is one of the best times to bet football for people like myself because it kind of goes back to what Lance just was saying. Now you're more familiar with the teams. You watched them all season. You've seen them 12 times. You're able to make a pretty good prediction right now.
Okay. Well, what predictions you got?
Man, we got to go first with USC. That's on Friday night, -2.5. We're going to call this one the Caleb Williams revenge game. The last time these two matched up in Salt Lake City, Utah stole the game in the fourth quarter at home. It was a special game dedicated to their former teammates, Aaron Lowe and Ty Jordan, that tragically lost their lives to gun violence in separate incidents. And Cam Rising was lights out in that game. He's the quarterback for Utah, and he actually was able to play, snap for snap with Caleb Williams that game. Williams threw for 381 yards and 5 touchdowns. But the California native Rising, man, he accounted for 5 touchdowns, 2 in the air, 3 with his legs, and 415 yards passing. Williams' performances have remained outstanding. He's the favorite to win the Heisman. But Rising hasn't been as consistent, guys. At Oregon, I had Utah, and I can tell you, Rising missed a lot of open guys. He threw some really questionable interceptions. I rarely lay -2.5. I'm usually on the other side of a short number like this. But a motivated Caleb Williams is pretty easy for me to back. I know USC's defense is labeled a weakness, but the Trojans have impressed me with their ability to win in different styles, as evident with their tough win in Corvallis over Oregon State, the best defense in the Pac-12. And last week's victory against Notre Dame, Lincoln Riley has always been pretty good in big games as long as the team isn't overmatched physically. This USC offense is going to be the most talented group in this ball game. I think Caleb Williams will be paid 5-star. We got to get your money on his fingernails this week, guys. Give me the better coach and the best player in college football. Take USC -2.5.
Well, since you're laying 2.5, we got a short number there. We got a short number in the Big 12 championship as well. You got TCU 2.5 against Kansas State, and they've been two teams. Kansas State's actually been maybe a little bit more consistent from half to half than TCU, but the resilience of TCU has been incredible. And a big part of that has been Max Duggan's ascension this year into playing a role of being, you know, a much more effective passer than some people thought when he started the season on the bench. How do you see this Big 12 matchup?
Yeah, and I can't believe that he ever was on the bench. It was remarkable to me that he wasn't the starter from the beginning of the year, but that's a different topic. If we learned anything this season, guys, about TCU, it's that Sonny Dykes knows what he's doing. Whether it's the execution on that winning field goal in Waco to beat Baylor or the fact that the Horned Frogs are 9-2-1 against the spread this season, TCU has consistently been one of the better teams in college football this season. Every week, opposing fan bases and prognosticators continue to pick against TCU. Well, I've been riding with them all season, as you guys know, and I sure don't plan to face them in maybe the biggest game in school history. This game's at Jerry's World, so it's basically going to be a home game for the Frogs. You know, they're right there, right down the street in Fort Worth. They face a Kansas State team that is really well-coached, and I like TCU, to handle the Wildcats this week because they're going to be very focused. I don't know if you guys remember or not, but the Wildcats dominated most of the game when they played early this year. TCU had to fight back from an 18-point deficit, but they still covered the game. I'm sure Chris Kleiman will have an excellent game plan. The Wildcats running back, Deuce Vaughn, he might be the best player on the field. But with that said, TCU is the better team. Kansas State, you know, they will have TCU's full attention, as I said, because you realize that the TCU has a chance now to reach the college football playoffs. They have to put on a great performance for the committee because they have to hold off, as you know, Ohio State, Tennessee, Alabama. TCU's average margin of victory this year has been 17 points. They're tied with the aforementioned USC and only trailing Michigan and Georgia for their average margin of victory. So TCU earned some respect this Saturday. Take the Horned Frogs -2.5. That's a short number on a very explosive team.
All right. TCU and USC. And who's the third one?
Hey, we got to go with our guys, Renata. You know, we got to go with LSU, man. Come on. With that many points, there's no way I'm passing up that. I know Georgia's great. I know they're the national champions, and they could very well come out and beat down LSU. I just like LSU in the spot, man. The number's just way too inflated. LSU looked horrible last week in College Station, ending all their hopes of getting into the college football playoffs. And then Georgia beat down the state rival, Georgia Tech, as it usually does. Regardless of the outcome of this game, Georgia's going to make the playoffs, and LSU won't make the playoffs. So this is going to be like LSU's Super Bowl. Winning that SEC title in Brian Kelly's first season and what Tiger fans like myself have labeled as a rebuild season would be remarkable. It's easier for me to back LSU this week simply because of how bad they looked last week. LSU was 4-0 against the spread in their last four games after allowing more than 200 yards rushing to a previous opponent. That's because of the pride of that program. The week showing that A&M gave Kelly all kinds of teaching points for this week. LSU quarterback Jayden Daniels is an extremely competitive guy. He's got a lot of really good players in purple and gold to go to war with him. And Georgia just won't have extreme talent advantages against the Tigers that they have against most teams. Outside linebacker Harold Perkins has the talent to rip the Georgia passing game and make Fitz and Bennett make some mistakes. Georgia's defense, as we know, is always one of the best in the country, but Daniels is a very savvy, big game quarterback that can beat you with his arms and his legs. His wide receivers, Boutte, Neighbors, and Jenkins, have big play ability, but they have to hold on to the ball. They've had way too many drops this year. If they can make some big plays against the Dawgs man-to-man defense, it'll open up the running game for LSU's strong group of running backs. Also watch for freshman tight end Mason Taylor, the son of Hall of Famer Jason Taylor, to cause some matchup problems. LSU has a great history against Georgia. The Tigers are 4-0 against the spread in the last four matchups. In fact, LSU has won four of the last five meetings outright. You can just call me a sucker. I got to take a proud LSU program in this spot with so many points. I think they're very motivated to win the SEC title, and I think that this game comes down to the fourth quarter. So I'm definitely taking LSU plus 18.5.
Yeah, we've seen Georgia struggle in places we didn't think they would. You know, I mean, Missouri game.
They get up for the big games. Yeah. You do have to admit that. But, you know, Brian Kelly's not a bad coach. Brian Kelly is a good coach. They have played down to the level of competition, but, boy, when they feel like if they are motivated, they are tough. We saw what they did to Tennessee when they are motivated. But, I don't know. Brian Kelly, I just kind of feel like he may play inside the number two. I have not seen consistent offensive explosiveness from Georgia. That's why I tend to like these points too, but you really need to have somebody offensively step up and for LSU and play. Like,
and especially
having Boutte play well would be nice.
A&M run all over, man. A&M running all over them is going to make their defense really motivated to stop the run. So now it's going to come down to Stetson Bennett. I just don't know if he's going to be able to cover, you know, three touchdowns against a team that's very talented. LSU isn't lacking on talent. We all know that.
No, absolutely. 945 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. That's five star. LSU, USC, and TCU this weekend. We'll be watching them. That's going to be a lot of fun, and make some money on it, baby. We appreciate it. Congratulations again on that little baby girl.
I appreciate you guys so much, and I'll talk to you guys next weekend. We're getting ready for NFL season, the playoffs to come, and I'm really excited about that, guys. Cincinnati over Kansas City this weekend.
You got Cincinnati over Kansas City. Okay,
nice.
All right, I like that.
Let's keep those wins. All
right, brothers. I'll talk
all right,
to y'all
there
soon.
It is.
All right, we'll see if
a little bonus pick for us. Five star at Five Star in Vegas on Twitter. Follow him and sign up for his subscription. Get all of his picks.
Before we could go to this, I wanted to mention this. Kyler Murray responded to Patrick Peterson. You know, Patrick Peterson yesterday said, Kyler don't care about nobody but Kyler Murray. That's just a matter of fact. He said he and his co-host Bryant McFadden were discussing whether they believe Cardinals coach Cliff Kingsbury would end up being the scapegoat for an Arizona offense gone awry. Cardinals are currently 4-8. In a tweet posted about 3 hours after the clip from his show, All Things Covered, was released, Murray wrote, "This isn't true. You on some weird ship at P2. You got my number. If you really like this as a big bro or mentor, you're supposed to call me and tell me, not drag me so your podcast can grow." That's not a bad point.
No.
By Kyler.
No.
Although, come on, Kyler. We're in an age where you already know how it goes. The first word goes to the podcast or the brand.
I ain't calling you. I'm going to do it on my podcast.
Yeah, it's going to go to my socials.
Say, either way, you find out.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah, that's how it works now.
That's how it is.
Unfortunately.
946 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Time to talk about HRP. I was just texting my boy Chris Fisher over there. He owes me money. We made a bet, and he took a stupid side, but that's okay. I mean, but here's the deal: is HRP is doing great, okay? And Chris Fisher's doing great. He's the GM over there. Mike Holley is the boss. Chris is a big Aggie. Mike Holley is a big Coug. It doesn't matter what college you went to. All that matters is that you get the payroll to your place efficiently, economically, perfect every time. It can't be better for us to be with HRP. They're a partner. I mean, you've heard a bunch of guys on our air, Marcus, from Orleans Seafood, Chad Clay, Chuck Watson. They're all using HRMP, and they all rave about it. David Gao has got a commercial about HRMP. We love when we got people that we can just brag about, and this is a company that we can just brag about. What they're doing, what they do for us, and what they're doing for everybody out there with the technology and how perfect they are every single time. We just got ours. We got paid last night, as a matter of fact. We do it on the 1st and the 15th, and it always comes early for us. It actually came
on the 30th. Yeah. I checked mine. So
you did?
It was there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I didn't check mine until yesterday, and there it is. And you just got to love that. It's perfect every time. It'll be perfect for you. If you're looking for a payroll company, HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting InnovationMap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map.
Isn't it weird?
This is so weird.
Time now for News of the Weird on the Bench.
Boy, what the hell's wrong with you?
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, simple seats. Is who brings you News of the Weird. Better prices, no fees. It's that simple. Lance, apparently the Japan Education Ministry has given the okay for students to talk while eating lunch at schools. Do you think this is going to bring their school system to its knees if they're able to talk during lunch at
school?
Where's
this, in Japan?
In Japan.
That felt like a China move more than a Japan move.
How about the whole country is not allowed to talk during lunch?
Respect. Respect is big in the culture.
Not anymore, though. That is is kind of unbelievable.
Yeah. No, you can't let kids talk during lunch. You got to shut that down.
Have you ever heard of Sky Sports? It's the European sports. And, mm-hmm. Well, Sky is the provider. Sky is like the Xfinity there.
Oh, is that what they are? I just know Sky Sports. A lot of golf has been on Sky Sports,
yeah.
As a matter of fact.
Yeah. Apparently, Sky now says, though, they've warned customers that a charge for skipping advertisements has come into force Wednesday, November 30th. Some Sky TV viewers will be required to pay if they want to fast forward through ad breaks. They're going to charge you £5 to fast forward through ads.
I love it.
Do you think
as a radio person
here,
with ads, I love it. Oh, that.
What
would,
about while you're watching your TV shows?
How bad would that... Gosh, you'd hear people just furious.
Oh, my gosh. They would just...
But they're basically saying, okay, we're getting our money one way or another from you or for the advertisers. You want us to keep doing... You want us to keep having programming? Pony up.
Yeah. So, apparently, if they did that here, though, I mean, everybody would just like, okay, I'm out. Beat it. Beat it, Xfinity.
You're not watching sports anymore?
No.
Or no, you're just not using that company?
I'm not just using them anymore. No. Go to YouTube TV or Hulu TV or whatever. Apparently, there's a new study out, Lance. There's good news for your kids. Playing video games can be good for your career.
Who did that study?
University of
Arts?
Surrey suggests that playing online games can actually help professionals develop a more refined skill set for their chosen field.
What's that? What skill set is that?
Refined
IT in what
professional
way?
Found that IT professionals and engineers tend to gravitate towards puzzle platform games, which can help spatial skills.
Yeah, that's not the games. That's not first shooter games.
Well,
those are way different.
Well, what if you...
First person shooter games and sports, that has nothing to do with any of that stuff you're talking about.
A couple of
video games.
Yeah.
Well, like
games.
Tetris.
Yeah. Yeah.
No one's playing Tetris.
Remember yesterday I told you about in San Francisco, they've approved the robots being able to kill people.
Yeah, deadly
now.
Robots, yeah.
Except they're not going to do it with guns. They're going to do it with explosives.
I mean, it's probably more. Boy, you get a lot of. What now? This can't be real.
Yeah.
Is this Babylon Bee? They're back now.
No.
Is this ball sack? Is it onion?
It's not the onion. No, this is...
So you're telling me that...
Yeah.
Yeah, you're sure.
I'm sure.
That San Francisco has said, not only do we want robots to be able to be police...
Not only are they... Yes.
Which I'm becoming in favor of, by the way. I want them to be able to kill, but not just kill, explode
explosives.
People.
Explosives. Not with guns. They're going to have explosives.
Isn't there going to be a little too much...
And get this. MIT researchers are creating robots that give birth to other robots.
Nope. No good.
Yes.
This is no... We're
How
not doing
about this.
This. We're not doing this. Why are smart people trying to screw us more than anybody?
Oh, my gosh. Are you nuts? You want robots to give birth to other robots, and then you're going to give them explosives? We have lost our minds. We have literally
this Canadian goalkeeper is the stupidest person I've ever seen. You should have seen this goal he gave up. What a dummy. Okay.
Is this it?
Oh, no.
No.
He ran out of his goal past the box and then kicked it immediately to a player from Morocco who's like, okay. Doink, right over his head. Easy
thank
goal.
You. Subway is selling foot-long cookies for one day only. Do you want a foot-long cookie? From Subway.
That's not news of the weird. That's news of the people who love cookies.
On Sunday, December 4th, from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m.
Is there such a thing as news of the cookies?
This is news. That's weird. Have Subway having a foot-long cookie? Okay. Hot Pockets has developed a cargo short with a literal hot pocket. Do you want cargo shorts with a hot pocket?
Okay, so if you're wearing shorts, do you need anything that's hot? Isn't that kind of working?
That is kind of working against it, yeah. But a lot of people wear cargo shorts all the time anyway, even if it's cold.
Then why do you need a hot pocket? Why do you need to stay hot? Just get it out of the microwave, unless you're going to cook a hot pocket in your pants. And if you're doing that, I'd rather have that than robots having babies. I would rather have hot pocket pants than robots having babies.
You think that's a good pickup line? I got a hot pocket in my pants. You want to see it?
I think that's where the Me Too movement was born. You like hot pockets? Why don't you put your hand in this hot pocket?
You want one? It's right here.
Hey, I got a hot pocket for you. Come over here. That's what they were saying at the construction sites in New York. Hey, come over here. Come see my hot pocket.
You want to see some hot
pocket? Yeah, I got a hot pocket.
We're done. Paul Gallant is next right here on ESPN.
That lady from Ohio State,
Susan,
that used to like you, you lost a fan today by saying that all their fans,
even
were
though
the most dangerous fans. They are peaceful.
They're the
great
worst
fans. Please don't attack
Susan,
me, Ohio State fans.
You know they're
fans
the worst. You know it. You just plan to. You just choose to ignore it every time you go to a game there. Here's the deal. Is if you get assaulted by an Ohio State fan, I got the law firm for you. It's the Morley Law Firm. All right. Listen, if you're looking for a law firm that will help you whatever issue you're having, it really doesn't matter. The Morley Law Firm takes care of everything. You got a divorce? That sucks. You know, it sucks to get divorced, but you need representation. She's going to have representation. You need representation. Or if you're a woman, you need representation. He's going to have representation. Here's the deal, is the Morley Law Firm is here for you. It doesn't matter what it is, what issue you have, if it's criminal, if it's civil, if it's you have an accident, you're not getting paid on that accident, or if you need to sue over an accident, the 18-wheeler, those are terrible, and there's all kinds of them, and you need to get paid. You need to make sure that your bills are all paid, your hospital bills, and that's what happens when you go to the Morley Law Firm. They deal with this stuff. They deal with insurance companies. They deal with doctors who are maybe malpractice suits, whatever the case may be. You have an issue, we have the law firm. It's the Morley Law Firm. Make the call, Morley Law. 713-839-9955, 713-839-9955, or Morley Law, M-O-R-L-E-Y, law.com.
What do you have to say to everyone who still considers the Astros cheaters?
Your mama.
ESPN 97.5.